The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord. Upon first hearing this, we may make a big mistake of thinking, I know that love is the most important thing. You know, actually, everybody believes that. Love is wonderful, isn't it? You know, that's the greatest fraud, lie of the devil. Make us think that we are really good lovers. You know, love is something so much from God, because God is love, that the devil never rejects the concept of love. What he does is to corrupt it, to falsify it. You know, an adulterous man believes, "Oh, but you know, I love this woman." It's a corrupted, falsified understanding of love. That's where the battle is, my brothers and sisters. We all think we love, but Jesus today presents to us a great challenge. Jesus himself is the man whose words are perfectly in harmony with his behavior. In Jesus, there's perfect harmony, congruity between words and actions. He is the man who reveals to us love. Because we all had lost understanding of what love really is. That's why to be able to take any fruit, any good from this gospel, the first thing we need to do is to be humble. You know, that was the problem with the Pharisees. They were proud. They thought they knew about God, so they could not learn anything from Jesus. Only men and women and children, of course, that are humble enough to say, "Lord, teach me how to love." And that's where we learn. This is the cathedra of love, the cross. Look how he loved. And then we realize how superficial our own love is. He is the measure, the point of reference. You know, you read the lives of the saints and you thought you loved, When you read the life of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, you realize, or St. Raymond, or St. Francis, any saint. My goodness, Lord. Lord Jesus, how little I love. It's a revelation of what God can do with a man or a woman that is moved by the Spirit. You know, when they catch criminals, even people who kill for money, often the neighbors are surprised. And they say, but he was a nice guy. He walked the dog around the street. We knew him and said hello. He was very polite, very nice guy. Because, you know, we all have the need to get along with somebody, to have some friends. But at the same time, he was killing for money. It's not enough to be nice, to be attractive. The challenge of love comes to us every day when we have to die to ourselves. You know, I say to the couples, there's some here right now, who I prepare for marriage, and I always tell them, you know, enjoy this time of romance because it's wonderful, it's good, it's from God. But later on, the Lord is going to teach you a lot of things about loving that you don't understand right now. Because the Lord is going to take you from this stage of romance, you know, it's really nice, I'm attracted to this person. But later on, the Lord is going to teach you that love requires to lay down your life. And it's only through that experience of surrender that you're going to become a real man, a real woman of love. You know, it's nice when a boyfriend or girlfriend says, I love you. But when they have been married for years and the man is out on a business trip and his buddies are going out into the wrong path, and he remains faithful to his wife and keeps her in her heart. Well, that's another dimension, isn't it? That's when love matures. Do you know that 90% of the children with Down syndrome in this country are killed through abortion? And I'm sure those parents think they're nice, loving people. But confronted with a difficult challenge, they're not willing to love this way. Then we see children say, oh, isn't he cute? And we smile at the child. But it's the mother and the father who are there day and night, giving their life in love for those children. So love is not just a nice momentary thing. When we say love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, it's a call for purity. Pure. That means I will exclude everything that is contrary to this love. Because I'm saying with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And that requires death to self. That is why I repeat to you, to come to Mass is a very, very challenging reality if we take it seriously. Because in the first part, we listen to the Word of God, and in the second part, we are called to take a step in faith. And we come to die by joining Jesus, who offers himself in sacrifice for humanity, offers himself to the Father. And coming to Mass means exactly that. I join Jesus Christ by totally surrendering my life to God, my mind, my heart, my soul, completely to him. Now I belong to him. Totus tuus, all yours, Lord. Do with me as you please. Your love will be my love, and I will renounce to anything that is contrary to that. Do you see the challenge of this gospel? And then Jesus says, the second commandment, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Why? Because we are sons and daughters of the Father, because we are created in His image, that's why the second commandment is like the first. When I was working in Respect Life and we gave mothers who were in need, we gave them what we call in Spanish canastilla. I don't know how you call that in English. It's like, you know, it's like all the things that the baby need when they're first born, the baby crib and soaps and diapers and all kinds of things for the baby. Invariably, the mother would say, thank you for what you have done for me. And if you looked at it, we did nothing for her directly. Nothing. Because everything that was given there was for the baby. But the mother naturally understands that everything that is done for the baby is done to her. You mothers, you understand that? Fathers, you understand that? Well, do you realize that God is the Father, much more loving than any father here on earth or any mother? Whatever you do to any brother and sister, how the Lord receives it with such gratefulness, because you're doing it to Him. How it pleases the Lord, our Father, when we love one another, when we protect one another, when we care for others. That's what Jesus came to teach us. He loved us even when we were sinners. He laid down His life on the cross for people who were spitting at Him and torturing Him. Lord, teach me to love like You love, because I'm so far from it. The church is called to be the school of love, centered in Christ, the fountain of love, love incarnate. May the Lord give us today the grace to start again. Like St. Francis said at the end of his life, brothers, let us begin, because up to now, we have done nothing. Let us pray.